And I think that's a very good question, because usually when we start talking about life, the mystery of life, the meanings of life, most people kind of feel like this is a philosophy. I don't know what they're talking about. And it kind of gets us completely out of that, and you kind of lose everybody. Let's make it very, very simple, because after all, John was not a philosopher. He was a fisherman. As a matter of fact, he was accused of being unlearned man. So if he, in the power of the Spirit of God, could talk about this life that was manifested, I think it is not that it's complicated or a matter of philosophy, yet it is. It is the Word of God. It is written to those, as we have heard, Gnostic people who have claimed that they have knowledge, that they have superior knowledge to everybody else. And because of their, the word Gnostic is knowledge, that because they know that great things that everybody else, and they start talking about that, the whole idea of life is a matter of a spiritual thing. It is not a physical thing at all. The body actually is a bad thing. Having a body is not good at all. You have to have the spirit because that's superior, and body is just a bad thing. It's a prison for the soul, so you need to have that free thing. This is a Gnostic teaching, which is completely wrong, which is today. Many people in these false gospels that are mentioning around, that it was proclaimed a few years ago, they discovered that gospel and this gospel, and we call it the Gnostic gospel, which speaks about some kind of soulish thing, something that is knowledge of the soul. But let's talk very simply about what really we are talking about when we talk about the life that was manifested. Let's compare Genesis 1 with John, with 1 John chapter 1. Let's just compare, because in Genesis 1 we have how life started as far as this earth is concerned, as far as this scene that we are familiar with is concerned. And I think when we have a point of reference, it will make it easy for us to understand. So if we look at Genesis 1, there God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Here is how life as we know it, his physical life, started. Now, life expresses itself in behavior, in conduct, in activity, and in relationship. So when Adam was created, he expresses that he was alive in the idea of being able to communicate, to name the animals as God had commanded him, to have power and authority. But then the matter of relationship was not there, because there was no compatibility with anybody else. To express that relationship, that's what life is all about, he had to have Eve. Eve was created. So life expresses itself in relationship. That's why it's very important to realize that the Lord Jesus is eternally the Son. Because eternal life must express itself in love and in life. And before the world began, there was a life that existed. And that life had activity. That life had communication. That life had relationship. And that was between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's very important to take hold of the truth of the eternal sonship of Christ. Because if there was no eternal Son, there is no eternal life that only expresses itself. Because again, eternal life, it is not only a principle, but it's an expression in relationship. Now, when we come to John chapter 1, we are all familiar with that life that we are talking about, with the physical life. We know that we could communicate, we have activity, we know. If somebody's alive, he's active, he's communicating. Now, to knock down the philosophy that life is something that is superior, has to do with the spirit, and could not be that the body is something is bad. So, it's just a matter of fragment of my imagination. The Apostle John said, no, that's not at all. Life was incarnate. It was manifested here. Not only that, we could hear him, so he could talk. We could see him, so he had a physical appearing. But not only that, because you could see a spirit. That the disciple once, when they saw the Lord Jesus walking on the water, they figured, well, you know, walking on the sea, they figured that, well, he's a spirit. But now, not only that, because you could see a spirit or you could hear voices. But now when you touch something, so that means this life was incarnate, it was real, it wasn't just some thoughts, because that's what the philosophers have been teaching, that it's a thought, this matter of life or the soul existing, it's a matter of thought, it's not real. But not only that, we have touched, we contemplate. And by that, God have communicated to us now another life. life that this life that Adam had could not really be compared with it. It has its activity, it has its communication, it has its sphere, it has its food, it has its light, it has its hope, it has all of the things that this life that you and I are familiar with exists. But how do we know about it? Because again, if it's something that I could not see, I could not touch, I cannot handle, I cannot really get it. God in His goodness, to make it very simple to us, displayed that life that we could not even know about because it was in eternity, because it is the life of God Himself. It was manifested in the ways the Lord Jesus have displayed. So if you want to ask somebody, how is eternal life are behaving? Look at Christ. How did eternal life express itself in communication? Look at Christ. How eternal life, in obedience and subjection to the Father? Look at the Lord Jesus. In everything, that's how life is manifested. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying now to the saints of God in these last and closing days. Forget about what everybody's telling you. Let's go back to that which was from the beginning. It is real. It is true. Not only that, it could be lived.
Maybe I could ask a question. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And there we have just the Word. It says, the Word. But in 1 John 1, it says, the Word of Life. I know that there's been discussion about what the life meant, but is there some reason why there's that difference between John 1, the Word, and the Word of Life in 1 John 1?
Well, John 1 is the creation. Even the Apostles' Creed is wrong. They say, I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. No! God the Son is the maker of heaven and earth. All things were made by Him, for Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. So John 1 is the Lord Jesus as the eternal Word. He created the universe. Here in John, 1 John, beginning of the Lord's coming on earth, beginning of Christianity, expressed it. So there's a different beginning.